HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Ruta. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're bubbly because, hey, Mercury has finally gone direct.
Finally. And I got to tell you, there's been some havoc getting here today with the traffic and everything else. So, like, you can feel the shift direct. And typically when it does shift direct, you feel that those little bumps all over again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what happens?
Yeah. Because what's happening is, as it changes direction, whether it's shifting retrograde or direct, it goes station. And station means it comes to almost a complete stop. Mm. And it's within that station period that you feel most of the energy that is not always pleasant, right? So it's usually in the stations that there's more intensity than in the actual retrograde phase, or, you know, it takes a couple days after it's station direct to actually start moving forward again at its full speed. So,
right. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about spring cleaning for the soul.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the vibration of today and the next little while. And I think, you know, we all seem to be, I mean, we've been talking about this for a while now. And obviously there's something that's been going on energetically, even though it's not just Mercury retrograde and Mercury going direct, because there's lots of energies that seeming to be going around, heightening our emotional state and,
yes,
you know, what's been going on, with us. So we know that, you know, today may feel like a little bit of breath, maybe. However, we also know that you guys have been going through some stuff. So if you have a question, we're both here. Nancy is our in-house astrologer, but we both do readings. So if you want some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage. Now, because Nancy is in astrology, she would like you to put the date of birth down. But I would like you to put a little bit of information as to what it is that you're actually looking to know if you're doing, like, so be clear when you're doing an instant feedback, so that because we don't have you to talk in person. So just be really clear as to what kind of information you're looking for. But it was just last week that you were last here.
Yes, it was.
And it was a very busy week. So we know that people are going through stuff, and we know that we're here to help. So get in queue, because it got kind of crazy there. But yeah, so spring cleaning for the soul. So
spring cleaning for the soul. When, you know, every spring we're brought with this new energy that comes forward, and there's this desire always to clean your house or to clean your personal space up and get rid of those things that no longer serve you. That mirrors through, not just from the physical level, but it mirrors through all levels of being, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And when we talk about spring cleaning for the soul, you know, we're still asking people to do their physical spring cleaning. Because when you clear your physical space, you clear your emotional space, you clear your mental space, you clear your spiritual space as well. That's just one physical action that you can do. But, you know, you need to follow through with all levels of being. When you do work on a spiritual level and start to clear or try to consciously purge those aspects within the soul level and our soul lessons so that we can learn them a little bit quicker, then we begin to notice that our physical, emotional, and mental realities start to shake up a little bit. So they're all interconnected. And just so everybody knows, as you do one, you're doing all four levels. And so I have a meditation that I do when it comes to spring cleaning of the soul, where I go on a little journey to my sacred place within my mind. And I literally, you know, wash my soul with water, light energy, cleansing energy. Everybody has their own way of clearing their soul light. And I'll notice that shortly after I do that meditation, then all levels of area start to shake up a little bit.
Mm.
And things happen that you need to follow through with to take action. So It's so for those people that work in the reverse direction, which is they're spring cleaning their house, they're also going to know like some emotional stuff comes up. You know, when you're getting rid of stuff and you're purging what no longer serves you, you come across a little memento that, you know, you really haven't put out for display in a long time. But you really don't want to get rid of it because you're attached to it on an emotional, mental level because somebody who's passed away may have given it to you. So you keep that memento in storage. Psychologically, you're keeping that memory in storage and all those good things and not so good things that may have transpired with that individual. And if a part of you now is saying you've outgrown that, then physically release it, let it go. And you'll notice that all the emotional and mental connections to that will go as well. And then in the end, there'll be a form of spiritual evolution in the sense that you'll make yourself, your vibration, one level higher, okay? Or you'll lighten your vibration, get rid of some of that energy that's holding you back.
Cool. Well, we have a first caller. Are you ready to take
okay,
a call?
Okay, I am.
All right. So you like the date of birth?
Yes.
Which is the 15th of April, 71. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Karen from Ohio.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So you have an insurance claim that you're wondering about with a lawsuit?
Yes. My lawyer got me because I asked too many questions, and they wanted paid. They didn't explain that. So should I keep going with someone else or just accept that it's denied and forget it.
So you went through with it and they, I'm sorry, so.
I tried to start with a lawyer and they only sent a letter of demand that the insurance company pay for the entire roof because they only want to pay to fix little parts of it and not the entire roof. So they denied the entire roof and this lawyer just wanted to go full-blown lawsuit for thousands of dollars, and I said, no, just can you start something small? I don't want to start with thousands of dollars. So he dropped me. So I don't know what to do.
So, okay, so you're just wanting to know whether you should go for another one.
Yes. Should I keep going? Should I just accept that it's no?
Want more money, or I thought the lawyer wanted more money.
The lawyer wanted more money, but I need a new roof.
Right. So is this with a neighbor that something's happened?
Actually, my neighbor had a fire this past weekend. So it's not connected, but something did happen with them.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. I'm kind of missing something. So what happened that you're wanting to sue? Like, who are you wanting to sue to get your roof fixed?
I want my insurance company to pay for my entire roof.
Oh, just your own insurance?
Yes.
And they denied it?
Yes.
Because they're saying you can't get that much. But your lawyer wanted to pursue it for more.
Yes, but he only wanted to go to a jury with jurors and depositions and all that stuff. And I said, can we just start smaller with, you know, like a letter or a mediator or something? And she doesn't want to do that.
Okay, so you're wanting to know whether you should go through, do you need to go through a lawyer? You have to go through a lawyer to get your lawsuit with your insurance.
Should I continue with a new lawyer? Is there any hope that the insurance company will pay? Do you see anything positive out of this?
I do see positive out of this. I also see that you're very conflicted. So there's something that is, other than the fact that I was having problems understanding it.
I'm sorry, I'm very confused about it all.
Right, yeah, that's probably part of it, is that you're very confused about it. We have different outcomes on here, but I do get that there's something that you're conflicted about. Maybe that's part of it, is that you're not sure, you're really conflicted as to what to do and confused as to what to do. I think if you have to get a lawyer, it's so weird because we're so different here.
Yeah.
In Canada, we don't deal with lawyers when we deal with our insurance. We just deal with our insurance and we never have a problem. I mean, they may only do part of it or something, but we wouldn't have to go through a lawyer to do it. So the fact that you have to get a middle person just confirms a little bit of, you know, how
Yeah, I think it depends on why there's damage to the roof.
Right.
Typically, like if a tree falls on your roof, they'll cover it 100%. However, if some of the damage of the roof is due to wear and tear, mm-hmm. insurance companies are not responsible for wear and tear. So that may be where your little conflict is coming in, if they're determining it as a wear and tear issue. So can a lawyer satisfy that ability to get funds? I'm conflicted with the answer. I get yes and no. Okay, in responding to that particular answer, because it all depends on how it's presented.
Yeah. Like, what happened that the roof got...
I had water come inside my house.
So it was like a torrential storm?
They said it was storm damage, but only to certain parts of the roof, not to the entire roof. So they don't want to pay for the whole roof.
Right. But the whole roof needs to be replaced because you can't just replace a part of the roof. And that's where I'm getting it's a wear and tear. There was only damage done potentially to mm-hmm. those issues that needed to be repaired prior to the storm. Right? So, and that's where your little catch 22 is. Right? And that's what I'm getting.
Well, I just moved in.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was wrong before.
Right. Yeah. I know. And so it is a difficult process. Can the lawyer get more? Again, I get yes and no. So it's kind of like, you know, in a lot of court cases, you sue for a lot to get a little, which is, you know, why that one lawyer wanted to go with a huge lawsuit.
Right.
You sue for a lot to get a little.
And then, you know, half of it goes to the lawyer.
Half of it goes to the lawyer, and you're left with probably the exact same amount the insurance company was going to give you to begin with.
So I have to pay all the money out to the lawyer and then get nothing.
Yeah,
pretty much. Pretty much, yeah.
So just that amount, it's not worth it.
Well, I'm just not sure. It seems like there's something else going on. Like there's, you know, maybe what you need to look at is when you bought it in June, was there already damage like that you should maybe be going after the previous owner to like maybe there's something, maybe it's you're looking at the wrong place to get the answer. And you know, I mean, is this your first house?
Yeah, I had a condo before, so that was all covered with everyone else.
Okay.
Like the homeowners part.
Right.
Association.
So you're with the homeowners association?
No, that was my first house. So I didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Right. Did you get an inspection?
On this house, no.
Okay. So you got
it
no...
It was the last minute hurry up.
Yeah. That's, if you had gotten an inspection, you would have been fully aware of the roof damage.
Probably.
Prior to the torrential storm, which then created... Yeah. The water damage.
Well, then they would not have been able to sell because I would not have been able to pay, and they did not want to go lower.
Right. Yeah.
So I would not be in this house, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. So that,
I love
that
house.
Well, then you will find a way to get it
fixed.
Get it fixed. You'll
on
find
my own?
Somehow, you will find a way.
So am I going to win the lottery soon? Do you see that?
I don't see the lottery, no. It doesn't mean you won't. I'm just not seeing it right now.
How about my job? They're lowering my hours like crazy. Is that going to get any better?
Okay. You know what? We're going to go on a break.
Okay.
And typically we ask, you know, we do one question. And if you want to, you know, connect with either of us and get a private reading, then that would be great. But or you can contact us back next week. Okay. All right. So this is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're talking about spring cleaning for the soul. And we're on Sky Radio powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Between black and white, in the help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. Unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. Nancy can be found on the internet at UniversalSky.com and I am IntuitiveSoul.com. And we have our next caller. Are you ready?
We do. I am ready.
All right. We don't have a date of birth, but she might give it to us.
She might.
It is a call. It's Shirley. Oh,
here we go.
It's Shirley from New Jersey, who I believe has something to talk about romance. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So how can we help you?
I would like to know if my romantic partner is coming into my life soon.
Okay. I liked how you put that.
I do, too.
I like how you worded that.
Yeah,
that was very good.
I'm ready.
You are like, when is my romantic partner coming? I thought it was going to be another question as to what the romantic partner was doing, but no, yours is about when he's coming. So good for you. Okay, I liken that. Okay. We're just looking at each other's cards to see what each other got. Okay. Well, okay. So I'm going to say that, you're actually in a really good place right now.
Yes.
You have, you're ready. You're really you've put yourself into the right frame of mind and the right place to create a relationship. And it really looks like you're clear about what you want and that something is going to come. Now, what I'm also going to say is, it's like, you know, the saying, be careful what you ask for. Sometimes things come really quickly or it's funny because just the card, sometimes this would be the tower. This isn't the tower in your case. But it's like something could happen very, very quickly. And there's still something from the past that I'm not sure that you've quite dealt with yet. And what will happen is, of course, is that this new relationship will trigger something from the past that you still need to deal with about relationships. So that doesn't mean anything. I'm not getting that it's a negative relationship. I think that actually you'll be very happy, but you still have to deal with something that is from your past. So something of either how relationships have ended or, you know, somebody that you still have been holding on to. Something about a past issue is still going to come up in this relationship. But I definitely see something happening. Nancy?
I'm in the same place as Lori on this one, and I'm going to pick up where you left off.
Oh, good.
And around that specific issue, the more you try and think about it prior to the relationship happening, you're not going to come up with what you think it is. So don't rack your mind on trying to determine it's this, that, or the other thing. Just allow the relationship to come through. I do get it's very, very soon. So just, you know, in terms of timing, don't be attached to when. Just continue holding that open energy that you're already holding. And whatever issues do arise, kind of deal with them in the moment. Always think twice before taking the easy route out, okay? Mm-hmm. Because there's kind of like that, don't run away from dealing with whatever issue comes up. Don't try to think about it beforehand. Just allow it to show itself and then deal with it when it shows. Okay. Cause, and again, I don't get it's this big, huge thing that's going to be like, oh my,
yeah.
How am I going to deal with this? Just like take it day by day kind of thing. Because this is like one of the last components of past identity that you need to eliminate within yourself, but you need to recognize how it doesn't serve you so that you can move forward into what does serve.
Okay.
Okay, but it feels good, and it feels soon to answer your direct question.
Absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we have an instant feedback. We actually have a couple instant feedbacks. Like I said, this is going to be a busy day. If you guys are wanting some information from us and wanting some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. So right now we are going to look at Patty's, and her date of birth is the 24th of November, 60. Wondering if she should complete schooling that she started and head in the direction or stay with the job she's currently with. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so obviously the schooling that you started, I take it sometimes, you know, there's a period where you can't, you'd have to start from the beginning, and I'm assuming that that's not the case with you, but I'm hoping that you know that for sure when you're asking this question. You may want to find out, you know, how long it's been since you sort of started the process of whatever education you were doing, and just make sure that you can continue on that field, because I have a feeling that may be something that you will encounter. So just
one thing that I got when you were reading the feedback message was, in terms of education, yes. Okay, it was a loud yes.
Perfect.
And this is before any cards are picked.
Yeah, so, me too.
You know, I'm not saying quit your day job yet,
yeah.
But yes, oh, in terms goodness. Of moving forward with education.
Yeah, absolutely. now that they're actually down here and I'm looking at them, I just wanted you to know that you might want to look into to make sure that you can continue the way you thought as smoothly. But yeah, looks like... great success with regards to your schooling. If you can, I wouldn't necessarily quit my day job, but if you actually can and go into it full time so that you can get it done quicker, I mean, it looks really positive. I see, you know, great things for you. I mean, it looks very, very much what you're doing. I don't know if it has to do with children, but I'm getting children in there, and yeah, I'm getting a really good feeling about it.
Yeah, me too. What I'm getting is, it's almost like you've reached a point in your life where you're pondering, do I follow my heart or do I continue, keep going with the status quo? And there's really a very strong part that's saying, break out, follow your heart.
Yeah.
Again, follow rules, because 2012 is the year of rules, so follow the rules. That may mean going... educationally on a part-time basis while you continue to work if you need to sustain your income and your living. If you have the opportunity to go, you know, financial opportunity to go into school full-time, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So whatever works best for your particular situation, for sure, do it.
Yeah.
But it's screaming school, screaming educate yourself, screaming follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Yeah.
Right. And that's the biggest message. It's about follow your heart.
Yeah.
In the past, you may have followed everybody else's ideal. Yeah. Now it's time to follow yours.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's never too late. And it's always about, you know, what you want to do, not what. And you'll be making some changes in whatever it is that you're doing. Like, there's, you know, it's there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen between now and the next couple of years. So.
Yes.
I think, you know, have fun, enjoy yourself, and go for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree.
All right. So, next feedback is Amanda. I'm going to say, because everybody seems to do it the same way here, it's the 9th of February, 85. I worked in the government, so we do day, month, year, but everybody else does month, day, year, because they do.
It's
with
changing. I noticed my new computer now does day, month, year.
Well, that's how the government sets everything up. Like, all their databases is done day, month, year. Like, because it's digital. Because usually what we used to do is we'd say, well, February 8th. But now we, anyway, so digitally, anyway, yeah. And so it's just me that always, I just automatically, okay, so what's your question? We're going to go to break probably before we answer the most of the question, but she's having trouble connecting with a lost loved one in dreams or any time. Okay. I feel like I'm missing the signs that they have been giving me to their presence. Am I missing them, or are they just not connecting with me? So I'm going to assume this is a lost loved one that's passed away that you're wanting to know. And I'm also going to say that... it's your expectations of how you are wanting them to connect with you, like how you're wanting to see the signs and know their presence. And I think that's part of the dilemma. But you know what? I think we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will answer this much more clearly, Amanda. Okay. So we're going to go to break. You can give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback. You're listening with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
These girls know how to dish.
Like to cook, then join us every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for No Chefs Allowed, a weekly radio show hosted by me, Megan O'Connor, and my sister, best friend, and competitor, Trisha Keel.
Each week, we invite you into the kitchen where we work with one ingredient at a time, turning the unknown into a staple.
Ever hear of a pink peppercorn or razor clam? Well, you will on this show.
By focusing on one ingredient at a time, you'll learn that some ingredients are easy to work with and become staples, and others you'll just never want to visit again. But they're all conversation starters, and you can join the conversation at No Chefs Allowed.
Want to turn up the heat? Then join us in the No Chefs Allowed Monthly Ingredient Challenge. We give ourselves a whole month to get to know a single ingredient. Check it out on NoChefsAllowed.com or on Facebook.
No Chefs Allowed. Expand your confidence in the kitchen, one ingredient at a time.
You have questions. We have answers. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, join Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Force for Answers. Join Linda and Tom for fun, uplifting, and empowering conversation. And, of course, Answers. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it's the Zoe Moon Astrology Show. Zoe will be bringing her unique perspective on the cosmos and its effects on you. Get a jump on your weekend and insight into the important transits by sign as Zoe shares what to expect up ahead. Life by number is where the numbers really add up. Love, money, health, move. Master numerologist Celeste reads your numbers and the vibrations they represent on the earthly level, sometimes beyond. Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. Newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And, well, we were just doing something with Amanda, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we were going to talk to her about
lost loved ones.
Yes. So I would say that what would I say? I think that there have been many opportunities. It's just that you're more hung up on how you need to receive it. And I think you just need to be more open. I think what you need to know is how you intuit information. So whether you do it feeling wise or whether you're a more visual person, I think you're expecting it to be a visual thing. And I'm not sure that that's your primary mode of receiving information. I think actually you're more kinesthetic. I think you've been feeling things, and I think you just need to trust those feelings. Like, I think they've been connecting with you all the time. It's just you want it to come in a certain way. You want to either hear it or see it, and that's not how they're communicating, because that's not your primary way of communicating. What are you getting, Nance?
Okay. There's other stuff at play as well. Okay. So, yes, spirit speaks to us when spirit's ready.
Right.
Okay. That is number one. Not necessarily when we want them to speak to us. And if they've, you know, if you've had the ability to tap in and get those symbols in the past, we go through different life changes from time to time as well. When we're put in a period of spiritual growth or spiritual evolution, and it'll feel like there's a disconnect completely from spirit.
Mm.
Right. So and what we're being asked to do is make our own choices from our own free will without the advice or the ability of spirit to intercept in terms of those choices that we need to make, because some of those choices may be karmic in nature, which then add to our own individual growth and lessons. So as great as it is to be able to communicate with spirit on a regular basis and our past loved ones that come in and give us messages, sometimes they're not allowed because we need to make our own choices. And so trust that the moment you're ready to hear or see or feel those messages again, you will. And again, I'm going to say with Lori as well, open up. Yeah. Okay, open up to seeing, feeling, or hearing in a different way as well. So it's a combination, I think, of all those energies put together. But it's not a bad thing. It's just you may be in a moment of growth.
Mm.
And spirit's not allowed to interfere, so you need to make your own choices.
All right. There you go. Okay, so we have a bunch of calls. And let's go with our next caller, which is Deborah. And she's advancing to a job November 25th, 53. Oh, now it was written month. Oh, yeah, month, day, year.
Right.
No? Yes. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
How can we help you? It's about your job. Go ahead.
I've been working with a company for the last 15 years, which is you're self-employed. It's in direct sales.
Okay.
And starting out in the beginning, I did really well. I think I had my my vision. I was straight ahead, blinders on, going for it and everything. And then I think 9/11 happened, and I kind of lost my mojo a little bit. And then so I decided to take a part-time job besides doing that. And then it got to be, I thought, for probably the last 9-10 years, I haven't been doing a lot with it. But now I'm going for it again. But things, every time I start something or whatever I've done last month kind of falls apart, or whatever I've done 5 months ago, the sales aren't there like it was. So I'm going backwards in a way. So I'm wondering, am I going to advance with this company, or is it maybe time to say, you know, I've been there, done that, now I maybe let it go? And also, my husband and I are both retired, so I'm doing this as a business. I have something to do.
Right.
And liking it. I like what I do, but I'm not getting anywhere, so maybe I'm not supposed to be here at this time. I don't know.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is you may like it, but it's not your heart. It's not what you truly want to do, because it's a high pressure, kind of stressful environment. And it's like you're at a time in your life where, you know, your husband's retired. You could, you know, you don't have to, work as hard. It's like, I get that you want something to do, and I get that you want to be out in the world. And I think, you know, this is one way you could do it. I think that there are other ways that you could do it that would be more satisfying and still offer you, you know, your own personal income. It's like, I think you need to have some sort of independence to feel like you're, I don't know, part of the world. Like there's like this part of us that, you know, feels if we're not doing something, then who are we, sort of thing. You're at that mm-hmm. stage where maybe you're trying to figure out who you are. And, you know, this is one way to distract yourself from doing that. It's kind of I would say there's something else out there definitely that you would thrive at that wouldn't be quite so demanding.
Yes.
It's stressful, maybe.
It is stressful.
Yeah. And give yourself some time and patience and, you know, because you're not going to determine what it is you want to do overnight.
Yeah.
I would like to say welcome to your second Saturn return.
Okay.
Which is a time in life where we're always making an adjustment on how we project ourselves out in the world. And, you know, your first Saturn return is you take who you thought you wanted to be and that child within you, and you grow into the adult. The second Saturn return is always about taking that responsible adult that you've created within yourself and becoming the child again, which means really open up and play. Let go of that need to project yourself with a lot of structure and authority and leadership and really just play and have fun. So if mm-hmm. you can, between now and when you hit in the next 2 years, so within the next 2-year window, ask yourself the following questions. What brings joy and inspiration to my heart? How do I like to play? What's fun for me? And then try and align that with a career or, you know, something to do that's in alignment with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to look at. And you've got 2 years to look at it. So, you know, continue doing this now if it's filling a need for now, but also start opening up and looking at those questions.
Yeah.
Well, I've been looking at energy work, and I really enjoy working mm-hmm. with energy.
Yes.
And I wonder if that's the avenue I should be taking, or should I just use it for just myself?
I think you could take it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could take that avenue, but it can take a few years to gain some understanding mm-hmm. on what to do with that energy work and how to make an income with that energy work.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what brings you joy, keep learning about energy work. Start experimenting with your friends and your family, those people that you trust, you know, and then start opening it up slowly. Don't go bang, I'm going to throw my whole life into this at one point and be dependent on it for mm-hmm. sustainable income. Take those baby steps. You've got 2 years to continue learning and developing and then making that decision in 2 years' time if you want to move forward with it.
So are you saying that maybe I should just work with this company for 2 more years, or should I just let
that's
it go
really
and
up
play?
To you.
Yeah, that's up to you. You may have to do a bit of both.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll know when you get to that point that says, I'm done, you'll know that point, and you need to trust that within yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very
Let
much.
Let us know what happens. You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Well, like I thought, again, each of our shows keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We have a couple more calls. We'll start with the next one. We won't be able to probably finish it before we go to break, but Melissa, how can we help you, Melissa?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. 15th of July, 66. Okay. How can we help you?
Do you see us possibly building a home in the very near future?
The reason I ask is, we're living on a piece of property now, and we're in a very small, confined, little, tiny camper right now.
Oh, okay.
I have just lost his job, and we're going through hard times.
Right. So you want to know when you can move from the camper to actually start building your home on the land that you have?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we got here. I'm getting that you're definitely in a rough kind of financial place, and I'm not sure when things are going to be changing right away. I know that, things have been changing. Okay, this looks good. You're really going through a huge transition right now. It's not just you, obviously, but you're in a transition, and some parts of it you just have to sort of ride it out, and some parts of it you have to just get really, excited. What is it that you're really trying to build here and grow, and can everybody participate in building your finances, and where are you wanting to go? It's not just on your shoulders, and how do you build it as a family, and what is the thing that you truly want to do? Because there's part here, there's this wish coming. I see money, I see things starting to anchor, but you're in such a transition right now that it's I'm not sure when it's all going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to say keep holding on to that vision.
Yes.
Okay, that
definitely.
Vision of building your home, because that's what's going to make it a reality, number one. You let go of the vision, it won't happen. So keep holding that. I know it's discouraging when things don't happen in the timing that you would like it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about creation from this point forward. And it may feel as though every time you're almost ready to move forward with the building, something mm-hmm. external happens that says, no, you can't do it yet. Okay. And it's mm-hmm. a frustrating process, and welcome to life, because that's just the way life is sometimes. However, right. It's like when you move through this challenge that's presented to you, you're going to be given the opportunity to move forward with building. So you had just mentioned that your husband just lost his job or came out of work on some level.
Yeah,
don't allow that to discourage you, okay? Keep building towards that dream. Keep saving for the building of your home. And I also get he needs to start actively looking for employment to help build that vision with you, okay? And I'm not saying that he's not. It's just he needs to have the same vision as you do. Tap back into that passion of building that house together.
Right.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
See him going to work anytime soon?
He's really depressed right now, so give him some time. But I don't think there's any reason why he wouldn't. I get that there's something around. It's just,
he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, he hasn't seen it yet, and he's a little bit, upset because of the fact that he got laid off. I just, give him time. It will all come about.
I get it's connected to a 5, so it could be 5 days, 5 weeks, the 5th month, or 5 months max. And again, I don't want you to get discouraged if you think, oh, no, I can't sustain without, an income for 5 months. Don't go there. But it is connected to a 5, so just open up and trust that it'll be very soon.
Right.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Don't
Take
worry, you'll
breath.
Have your house.
Yeah. You will have your house. You
it's
will.
Been rough. And, I'm, trying to do what I can to advance myself to something better.
Right.
And I don't know.
Work on you. Hold on. Work on you.
Yes.
Work on you.
Keep
hold on to
on
the.
You. Keep holding that vision.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank y'all.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, so we're going to go to break again. We may not be able to take any more because we have a call and an instant feedback. So if you are, if you want to call in, that's great, but probably we'll have to have you call back in a couple weeks when Nancy's back. But we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit.
Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries. Wednesdays are wonderful on the sky. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, New Sky Radio presents Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities Lori Houston uses to attain this connection. Lori will guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Afterlife, Real Life takes the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Practical metaphysics, readings, guests, spirit topics for modern life. Come and visit with Trish and Stephanie as they explore a practical and unique approach to developing your personal mechanism and communicating with spirits in today's modern world. Live from Mount Shasta, Washington, it's Mystic Radio featuring spiritual mother Robin Alexis and her husband Bob Bordenero. Callers from all over the world join in the conversation. Be sure to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com. Take CBS Radio the sky with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit newskyradio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and sky news. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and newskyradio.com. Stay connected.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. So this month will be the correct, because she wasn't with us last month on the first and third. That's why we've had her for 2 weeks in a row. Woohoo! But so she will be back on April 18th. So if you have questions around astrology, and a lot of people do and want to know what's going on with astrology, this is the best show to give us a call on, because we give both readings, a little bit of astrology, a little bit of what we get. Anyway, she can be contacted at universalsky.com, and you can get a reading from her there.
Yes.
Either astrology or tarot. All right, so our next caller is Jennifer from Montana. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
All right, so you feel like you're in a bit of a rut, huh?
Yeah.
So what has happened? When is it that your career just doesn't feel like it's going anywhere? Because I feel that you have a job, yes?
Yeah, I do have a job, and I just, I don't know, I just feel like it's really not going anywhere. I think I've gone as far as I can go.
Oh, I see. So like you don't see a way to make more money?
Right.
Is that part of it? Yeah, that's part of it. Okay. Okay. I'm going to say, you know, when you look at your life, look at all of the different areas of your life, not just focus maybe on the money, but if you were looking at all the different areas and you wanted a career that was fulfilling, is this the career that you would choose?
You know, it has been for the past 12 years.
It has been. It has been. Not, but is it what your heart wants?
Not anymore.
Yeah. And because you just don't even see a way of you moving forward. Like, you don't see any benefit to staying.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so now we need to go back to, you know, our heart and try and figure out, you know, what is it that you truly want to be doing? Now, it doesn't mean you leave this job and, you know, go off climbing mountains somewhere, but, you know, think about, start thinking about, you know, what would actually fulfill you? What would give you some, you know, something to actually bite into and make you feel like you were making a difference or serving or, you know, something that gives you your life and your soul some meaning. So something more from the heart. One of the things I see is that you kind of have to cut away at some of the, maybe it's, you know, the expectations of what a job is supposed to be or what a career is supposed to be. And, you know, sometimes a job is a job, meaning, you know, you get your money and you get that. And, you know, a hobby or your career kind of fulfills something within you. And sometimes you have to do one to get the other because out of necessity just to be paying the bills and stuff. So maybe start looking at, you know, if this wasn't, you know, if money wasn't the problem or if this, you know, isn't fulfilling your needs, what kind of work would start doing that? What do you get, Nancy?
Oh, yeah. It's all about fulfillment. It truly is. So what you're noticing is lack of fulfillment, right? So there's a part of you that's not satisfied. Again, it's not just career. It's bigger than career. It's life.
Yeah.
And this happens to a lot of people, and what you're experiencing on an astrological level is Pluto square Pluto, which is soul evolution. Time to follow through with the changes that need to be made so that you feel more in alignment with who you truly are at a heart level. And that's what the vibration is showing you. You've received many ideas around, oh, I'd really like to do this. But then at the same time, when you get that concept of what you'd really like to do, you counter it with but I'm not qualified or I'm not good enough or that just doesn't make logical sense kind of idea.
That's right.
Okay, so you're getting a lot of these cues that are inspiring you right now and those, you know, that inspiration when your heart just blasts wide open. It's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Oh, but I'm not educated. So there's that you're contradicting your own internal intuition that's telling you to make those changes, right? So the ones, those ideas that really, really open your heart are the ones you need to follow through with. And follow through takes time. It's not an overnight process. So it's, okay, so if I was going to follow through with that, what steps do I need to take to make that a reality? Okay, so like if all of a sudden you've desired to become a lawyer, well, you need to go to law school. So, and that's just an example. So
follow through,
okay, because it can happen sooner rather than later. Your process is probably, you know, before you decide what direction you want to go in, it may take you about a year to make that decision, right? Okay. So follow through with the cues that the universe is giving you, do the research, follow the rules, and then you'll notice you're on path sooner than later. After you make that initiation and move forward, it can still take a couple more years before it feels 100% right.
Okay. All that made sense. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to try. We don't have a lot of time left.
Okay.
But we have Dee, who I believe I've spoken to before, or we've done. Actually, we did the reading last week. Yes.
Yes.
So date of birth is 23rd of October, 73, and wants to know about career stuff. Whether that is any insight, possible business type stuff. And interesting, Dee, because I think a lot of what we were just telling, Jennifer, it kind of fits in because I'm getting a similar vibration. Ashley, you guys are almost same age too. So
yeah,
counting up, Nancy.
Yes. I do my 10 math, okay? So it's
78, 83, okay, we only have about a minute, so we're going to do a quick couple stuff here. Let's see what we get.
So, yes, she is in the Pluto square Pluto vibration as well, which is that evolution and moving forward with what you desire to do.
Yeah. I'm getting, again, you know, putting your whole life out so that it's not just about, so we both got the same wish card. Again, Dee, same wish card. Different wish card, but we both got a similar wish card.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about your wishes, all about where you're wanting to go, where you're wanting to put your energy. And, you know, I see a lot of success in the future. And it's interesting that there may be a partnership involved. So look at that option, but just be really open. So Nancy, quickly.
Yes. Change is imminent. Follow through with the change. Don't try and battle with the change. Just
do it.
And again, you can get what you desire, even if you haven't figured out what you desire yet. Yes, it's there.
All right. Well, that was quick. So Nancy will be back with us on the 18th of April. Nancy is from Universal Sky. She is our in-house astrologer. That's why we've been doing so much astrology today. Happy Mercury direct. And by the time she comes back, Mars
happy
will be
Mars
direct. And we will have a different type of show. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.